This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of coronavirus cases recorded in the United States surged past 500,000 late Friday. That's according to the latest tally by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. has led the world in the number of infections since the end of March, with more than a third of all officially declared cases globally. It threatens to overtake Europe, which has recorded more than 850,000 cases. There are approximately 1.7 million confirmed cases worldwide, with approximately 103,000 deaths. As the coronavirus death toll rises in the U.S., White House officials are pointing to hopeful signs that the virus spread could be slowing. It's approaching 20,000 in terms of deaths, but at the same time, the president's expressing hope amid what he calls grief and pain, saying that models now show far fewer Americans will be killed than first predicted nationwide. The number of new cases per day is flattening substantially, suggesting that we are near the peak. But White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Deborah Birx says the U.S. is not at the peak. And so every day we need to continue to do what we did yesterday and the day before and the week before. And that is continuing social distancing and other measures that will take America from the peak and down the other side. The father of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said his son should not be going back to work anytime soon and that he needs to rest up. In an interview with the BBC, Stanley Johnson said Boris would need a period of a readjustment before picking up the reins again. On Downing Street, the UK leader spent 3 nights in the intensive care unit at St. Thomas's Hospital in London after his COVID-19 symptoms worsened. This is VOA News.